What if everything you thought was falling apart was actually falling into place? Consider the executive who loses a high-powered job only to discover a calling for teaching, or the person whose health crisis becomes the doorway to deeper self-awareness. We live in a world that worships achievement and fears failure, yet something strange happens when life refuses to follow our carefully laid plans. The container we've spent decades building, our career, our identity, our certainties, suddenly cracks open. And through those cracks, an unexpected light begins to enter. This is the radical proposition at the heart of spiritual transformation, that life unfolds in two distinct halves with fundamentally different tasks, and the transition between them often requires exactly the kind of falling we spend the first half trying to avoid. The first half focuses on building a strong container, establishing identity, creating security, finding our place in the world. But eventually, that container must break open before we can discover what it was meant to hold all along. Think of the first half of life as constructing a house. You need solid walls, a sturdy foundation, clear boundaries. During these years, we develop our loyal soldier, that inner voice teaching us the rules, roles, and responsibilities necessary for functioning in society. This isn't something to disparage. Without healthy ego development, we lack the foundation for genuine spiritual growth. We establish careers, build relationships, and adopt belief systems that define us, operating in an economy of merit where we earn love through achievement. First half spirituality gravitates toward clarity, certainty, and belonging. We want to know where we stand, who our people are, what rules govern our world. This provides essential security and direction. Yet this constructed identity remains provisional, scaffolding for something deeper. The tragedy occurs when we mistake the scaffolding for the building itself, clinging to structures meant to be temporary. Eventually, we confront the unsettling question, is that all there is? Every authentic spiritual journey encounters situations we cannot fix, control, or understand. Illness, failure, rejection, loss, or recognition of our limitations. These stumbling stones confront us with a fundamental choice: continue struggling for control or surrender to larger wisdom. The stumbling stone reveals our attachments and illusions. We discover how much identity depends on success, approval, or certainty. When these props are removed, we face a terrifying yet liberating question: who am I when I can no longer perform, produce, or please? Biblical verative integrates falling to achieve wholeness. From Adam and Eve through Jesus, Scripture shows transformation coming through failures rather than perfect performance. The cross stands as the ultimate symbol of how apparent defeat becomes the doorway to new life. This confrontation with limitation paradoxically opens us to the unlimited. By accepting what we cannot do or be, we create space for something greater to work through us. As Paul discovered, when I am weak, then I am strong. Our acknowledged weakness becomes the doorway to authentic power, not power to control outcomes, but power to remain present and open-hearted regardless of circumstances. Here's a counterintuitive truth. Avoiding legitimate suffering creates unnecessary pain. Nature accepts loss as life's price, while humans resist necessary suffering, compounding their difficulties. Facing unavoidable pain directly, rather than denying or deflecting it, marks spiritual maturity. Not all pain serves growth. Discernment means recognizing which difficulties to accept as teachers and which to change. Certain suffering becomes necessary for transformation. The disillusionment when idealized notions of self, others, and God give way to reality. This isn't faith's end, but its deepening. Our wounds become sacred when they connect us with others who suffer. Recovering addicts often become the most effective counselors. Those who've experienced profound loss develop a capacity for presence that transcends words. This perspective transforms suffering. Pain remains painful, but no longer signals abandonment or punishment. It becomes a teacher, deepening our capacity for genuine connection. The Tragic Sense of Life recognizes that growth often comes through disillusionment, yet this bright sadness holds darkness creatively with less anxiety than the first half of life typically manages.
Life is a luminous pause between mysteries, where we discover an identity that existed before birth. Our souls function as homing devices, driven by what Augustine called divine restlessness. Our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Humanity suffers from tragic amnesia, forgetting who we truly are. The spiritual journey involves becoming who we already are but don't recognize, recovering our inherent belovedness rather than striving through performance. This true self isn't something we create, but something we discover beneath our adaptations. The shift from false to true self transforms our experience. The false self creates hell, comparison, competition, judgment, isolation. The true self experiences heaven, connection, compassion, presence, peace. These aren't future destinations, but present realities we move between depending on our awareness. True homecoming occurs when we simultaneously find God within ourselves and ourselves within God. Heaven isn't primarily a future destination, but a present reality we gradually awaken to. Moments of profound experience, loving deeply, accompanying someone through dying, standing before mystery, reveal life's certainties that transcend intellectual doubt. The spiritual journey moves toward second simplicity, a state that has traveled through complexity and emerged with integrated understanding, unlike childhood's unaware simplicity. Here, we focus less on eliminating negatives or judging others, more on loving what we have rather than having what we love. Problems resolve not through force, but by expanding into larger awareness. Life becomes participatory rather than assertive, with less need for self-definition through opposition. We discover identity through connection, not separation. This mature perspective holds structure lightly, recognizing its provisional nature. We develop comfort with mystery, knowing reality exceeds our concepts. Elders define dialogue's center and depth without many words. Their presence communicates more than pronouncements. What appears to be falling can actually be falling upward. Our failures contain seeds of greatest growth. God sees each as an opportunity, inviting us into dimensions of wisdom and compassion that comfort alone could never reveal. The perfect receiving gaze of unconditional love transforms us by accepting us exactly as we are. This acceptance paradoxically empowers change more effectively than criticism ever could. We grow precisely because we're loved regardless of performance. True maturity comes through service rather than being served. The freedom of the second half means others have less power to control or hurt us. We discover that giving brings greater fulfillment than receiving, and that our deepest joy comes through meaningful contribution. The final freedom involves releasing what needs to be let go: grudges, rigid identities, the need for control. This letting go isn't resignation, but liberation, creating space for new possibilities to emerge. So here's the invitation. What if your stumbling stone is actually a stepping stone? What if the container that's cracking isn't your life falling apart, but breaking open? The purpose of the first half is to build a strong container. The purpose of the second is to discover what it was meant to hold. Your true life isn't waiting for you to get it together. It's waiting for you to fall apart in just the right way.